Broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
Thank you, man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. Scott Spears back with you here on this Monday morning, Monday, March the 4th, 2024, 16 minutes past the hour, 54 degrees and mostly clear skies here in the Marion area. A beautiful Monday morning, first Monday in the month of March. All right. Phone lines are open, 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. If you have anything you would like to talk about, and this morning we've been talking about the big Mary Ellen Withrow celebrations that we did last week, and then we just played the audio from the big Turn Up the Heat event at the Women's Club home this past Saturday night, in which they raised $80,000, and our own Linda Sims took home the Female Performance Award, and we could not have been happier for her. Carrington and I were in attendance for that on Saturday, and clearly you can see how silly Carrington and I got at that event. It was just one of those events where everybody was having such a good time, you couldn't help but get a little silly even on the microphone. Again, phone lines are open here, 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. And if you didn't know it before, after the end of last week, you certainly know it now that this is the best radio station going today with the best people. And I want to mention their names all again: Carrington, Matt, Sean, Adam, Terry, Pastor Craig, Linda Sims. Everybody plays a part. And when we're all together, we make the best music at this particular point. And Jessica Hauser, who will be back this week, this Friday. Tremendous, tremendous stuff. And as I said, I think Carrington might be the next Madge Cooper. She is. There were two instances last week that I was so impressed with her. We were doing three, really. The morning show last week when Mary Ellen was with us, I'd never really seen her do an interview. And I forget even what the question was, but Carrington had asked Mary Ellen a question. And upon what Mary Ellen said, the answer, Carrington asked a follow-up question, which that's what you have to do as an interview. You've got to pay attention. And she did. She listened, and she did great, and I was so proud of her for that. And then, of course, the five schools that we did, she did great at all or four schools in Kingston. She did great at all those events. And then at the Women's Club on Saturday, as you heard in hour number one, she did a great job interviewing Linda and kind of hosting our coverage there. I was just kind of along for the ride on that particular one. But what fun it was. Couldn't have been any better. Tremendous fun. Phone lines are open. 740-751-4038. Also, I do want to mention that my Studebaker radio, that months and months and months and months, I don't know how long that went on, but it was a gift for my tenure at the grocery store. And they give you a gift, I guess, every so often. And I finally ordered the Studebaker radio. It was not supposed to ship until March the 12th, but it came in the mail over the weekend. So I got it. I haven't done anything with it yet. I haven't even taken it out of the box because it was kind of a busy weekend. But I did get it. And as soon as I'm able to do something with it, I will report back to you on that, on how the Studebaker radio is. Oh, I also do want to mention at the event over at Kingston, I did see two of our longtime listeners, John and Carolyn Heimlich, and I was so glad to see them at that event. Again, just a family event. And again, want to thank Bob Goyer and his group over at Kingston for putting that on. Couldn't have been any better. All right. If you have a question or a comment on anything, give us a buzz, 740-751-4038. I know it's a beautiful morning out there. People are probably outside this morning. But give us a buzz if you're out there and want to talk about anything that has went on in this special what, 4 or 5 day period here at this station. We would love to hear from you. 740-751-4038. I'll tell you, that event on Saturday night, it turns out the it turns out a lot of people from Marion government. It turns out a lot of people who are well-known in the community. It just, you know, tuxedos, nice beaded dresses. It's a black tie affair, that is for sure. So that's a lot of fun to see. As I said earlier, it put me in the mind of the old charity ball. So it was a lot of fun. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038 if you've got any thoughts on any of this. Now, something I did want to mention. Now, normally I don't get this personal on this program, and I don't really think this is all that personal, but it occurred to me, I guess this is a good sign that I don't remember this stuff as maybe well as I should, but March the 2nd, which would have been Saturday, 2 years ago, that was when I kind of had to take a break from doing things because I had a little thing going on, a little medical issue. And 2 years ago, that started on Saturday. And I think about how I'm busier now than I've ever been. When I think about Thursday and Friday with the Mary Ellen events and Saturday with the Turn Up the Heat event, and I think, you know, that was 2 years ago, and I remember that time. It was kind of a down time, really. It wasn't depressing. I'm not going to say it was depressing, but it was, you know, I can't go out in public, and I, you know, this is not necessarily the most fun thing I ever did, and now look where it all is 2 years. How quickly 2 years can pass, 2 years later where everything is. So that's very, very nice. And it just occurred to me last night that 2 years ago that had all started. So, hey, a good lesson. If you're ever thinking you're in a bad place and you're not necessarily where you want to be, just give it a little bit of time and things can really be on the upswing. I think I have proved that. Now, who knows what will happen from here? I could drop at any point. But right now, doing pretty good. Doing pretty good and certainly having a lot of fun. And you know what? I think that's why recently I've talked about the people who are in my sphere, because I honestly believe that it's the people who have come in and remained who are positive, who are fun, who you can laugh with, that make that so much better. And maybe that wasn't the case 2 years ago, but it certainly is the case now, and that's a very, very, very nice thing. All right. Now, again, phone lines are open. If you have anything to say, here I am, 740-751-4038 on this very good weather, nice weather day here in Marion, 54 degrees and mostly clear skies on this first Monday in the month of March, March 4th, 2024, 24 minutes past the hour. How about that? Bunch of 24s there. Okay. Oh, you know what I did want to do this morning, and I haven't had a chance to do this yet. A lot of people didn't get a chance to make it out to the events with Mary Ellen because we did it at schools, which were obviously, you can't go into a school at this point unless you have a special invitation, and a lot of people couldn't make it to Kingston. So, what I did do is I taped the audio version of one of these shows that we did. And the audio version that I taped was the one we did at River Valley on Friday morning. So, to give you a taste of what went on at the schools, I'm going to play that for you this morning. So, you'll get to hear what I was saying at these events. You'll get to hear what Matt and Carrington were saying at these events. You'll get to hear Mary Ellen give her speech 30 years later. I think the audio on this turned out good. You'll get to hear the video that we played at these events. But this is pretty much, I did not do really any editing on this, except I took out the question and answer period because you couldn't hear that very well. But if you were interested about what we were doing at the schools last week, this is the show we did at the schools with Mary Ellen Withrow celebrating her 30th anniversary from start to finish. The first voice you will hear is the principal of River Valley High School, Barry Dutt, So here it is, the show from Friday.
Thank you very much. I want to thank you for coming in and being orderly and doing so and cooperating. Thank you. A great start of March. I would like to welcome everyone to River Valley High School this first day of March. My name is Barry Dunn. I'm the high school principal. We are honored to have our special guest, Mary Ellen Withrow, with us this morning as we recognize the 30th year anniversary of her swearing-in ceremony as the 40th treasurer of the United States. At this time, I would like to introduce Scott Spears. Scott is a National Associated Press award-winning journalist who has interviewed such well-known figures as Dr. Maya Angelou, Phil Donahue, Betty White, and former Secretary of State Madeleine Albright. He has also interviewed 5 of the Ohio governors. Because of his work, December 19th, 2023, was proclaimed Scott Spears Day in Marion by Mayor Scott Searcher. Scott currently hosts Now with Scott Spears weekdays, 8 to 10 a.m. on WGH Talk Radio. Please welcome Scott Spears to the podium.
It's so great to be here this morning with everybody. And I just want to let everybody know that later on today, I want you to Google the name Mary Ellen Withrow, because what is going on here today has been picked up by the national media. So this is bigger than a local thing. It's bigger than a Marion thing. It's bigger than an Ohio thing. It's a national thing. And on the front page of the Marion Star today, this event is being covered. So it's great to be here. And it's great to start the day at River Valley. I've been to a lot of events here, and there's always a special place at River Valley in my heart to come here. So I'm glad we're here today. Today is the 30th anniversary, the actual 30th anniversary of the swearing in of Mary Ellen Withrow as the Treasurer of the United States. It happened March the 1st, 1994. It was a huge event. People from Marion made the trek to Washington, D.C. It was so important to so many people. And she started here in Marion, and that's an important message as well. I have gotten to interview a lot of well-known people in my career. As you heard, Maya Angelou, Betty White, forget all of them. The greatest person I ever interviewed was Mary Ellen Withrow. She's the kindest woman you would ever want to meet. Somebody said that baseball became a better game when Jackie Robinson got to play. And I am certain that we are all better in Marion, and the world is better because Mary Ellen Withrow got to participate in everything she did. No doubt in my mind. Now, speaking of the national media, I want to read this because the Associated Press picked up this story, and there's a line in here that I could not read any better if I'd come up with it myself. It says, as Marion, Ohio pays homage to this trailblazer, the message is clear. Mary Ellen Withrow's legacy is not just about the past. It is a living, breathing inspiration for future generations to dream big, aim high, and serve with integrity. And I think that is exactly right. Now, recently at the radio station, we've had 2 younger people join us there who were actually born after Mary Ellen left office as Treasurer of the United States, but she has had an impact on them. So I wanted them to speak to you this morning for a moment to tell you what Mary Ellen means to them. And the first is actually a River Valley graduate, Matt Morgan. Matt.
Thank you guys for having us. Thank you, Scott. I would just like to say that I am honored to be able to call Mary Ellen Withrow a friend of mine. Mary Ellen Withrow is the first and only person to hold the treasurer's office at all 3, the local, the state, and federal level. and she did it all within 25 years without any scandals, which is more than you can say for most people. Thank you.
Thank you, Matt. And now, Carrington Nelson.
Thanks, everybody. I just wanted to say that Mary Ellen Witherow has been a beacon of hope and encouragement for women since her career began with the Elgin School Board 55 years ago. Her success in a male-dominated field is inspiring to myself, other women in Marion, and women around the nation. When she ran for county treasurer, her abilities were questioned because she was a woman. Her opponents tried to belittle her by saying that she would be unable to open the vault door if she were to win the office. She defied all odds and was beyond successful in her career. She broke glass ceilings for young women who felt that they might not have what it takes to be successful in politics. Oh, and she was able to open the vault door when she did win.
And by the way, I had mentioned that this became national news today, and it is on the front page of the Marion Star. But I think the greatest thing that we've made today is the Viking Post. This is the neatest thing. I love this. So thank you for doing that. And I know Mary Ellen appreciates that. Before Mary Ellen comes up here, we're going to go back 30 years in time and look at the career of the 40th Treasurer of the United States, Mary Ellen Witherow.
When you got to the late 60s and the Elgin School Board, this was a very big deal. First woman ever elected to Elgin School Board. How did that come to be? How did you decide you were going to run for this?
Well, I had two teachers come and ask me to run, and there were no women on the board, and I thought about it for a while, and Norman and I talked about it, and I said, well, I think I'm going to run. So I did, and it was a race against five men, and it was very hard for me. I was kind of a shy person, and I tell you, all the years of campaigning have totally changed me. You know.
Brought you out
to yes.
The ex office in January of 93, and this is all happening in the beginning of 94.
Well, the women executives of state government called and wanted to know if I was interested in it, and I said I was. And then the Democratic chairman of the United States was from Ohio, and he called and wondered to know if I was interested. I said I was. And so then I talked to John Glenn and Metzenbaum. They were both in office at the time. And of course, there was a lot of people after the treasurer's position. And it went on until the summer of 93, when I was told it was down to two people, a woman from Colorado who had lost a race for the Senate, I think it was, or Congress, I forget which. But and then it was November 22nd of 1993. I can remember that because it's when John Kennedy was when he was killed, it was the anniversary. And they said I had the job, but I couldn't tell anybody. And so I couldn't stop smiling.
What was the process of coming up with the signature that went on the money?
Well, that happened before I was sworn in. My predecessor went to prison, so they had a felon's name on the money, and they did not want that to be on there any longer than possible. So they brought the pen and paper to the airport when I was getting ready to fly back to Ohio, and I was signing it, and it was crowded. And I went over by the telephones and tried to sign over there, and people were bumping me. And I went back in the private room and signed my name 20 times. And I marked number 12, and that's what was on the money.
When you took office in March of 94, what do you remember about that day? Boyd Benson was there, Secretary of the Treasury, Al Gore, Vice President. What was that day like?
Well, it was a big day. It was very, very exciting, and I was very excited.
So, Mary Ellen, congratulations to you. And now, if you will stand here, and Norm here, and come on in close ranks if you wish, if you would raise your right hand and repeat after me. I state your name.
I, Mary Ellen Lithgow.
Do solemnly swear.
Do solemnly swear.
That I will support and defend.
That I will support and defend.
The Constitution of the United States.
The Constitution of the United States.
Against all enemies, foreign and domestic.
Against all enemies, foreign and domestic.
That I will bear true faith and allegiance to the same.
I will bear true faith and allegiance to the same.
That I take this obligation freely.
That I take this obligation freely.
Without any mental reservation.
Without any mental reservation.
Or purpose of evasion.
Or purpose of evasion.
And that I will well and faithfully.
And that I will well and faithfully.
Discharge the duties of the office.
Discharge the duties of the office.
On which I am about to enter.
On which I am about to enter.
So help me God.
So help me God.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
The job of treasurer started in 1777. That means it's older than the Treasury Department. Alexander Hamilton didn't become Secretary of the Treasury till 12 years later. And all that time, we have never had a treasurer that's gone from county treasurer to state treasurer to national treasurer. Mary Ellen is our first, and we're proud of that one. Time people have called the currency many things. They've called it greenbacks, bills, dollars. But one word I know that Buckeyes like to use is bucks. Bucks, 10 bucks. Well, as Treasury Secretary, I want to say something to you, Mary Ellen. If I ever find out that you're autographing our dollar bills, Mary Ellen Withrow, go Bucks! I'm gonna consider that a bit much. But now it's my honor to introduce
tell you that even before this occasion, marking the formal beginning of her service, she has been deep in meetings with members of the reinventing government team, and they've been discussing all kinds of ideas. I have to tell you, I think that our reinventing government experts may have learned more from Mary Ellen than Mary Ellen learned from them, because she was already way up to speed on a lot of new ideas to bring efficiency and reinvention and a new standard of excellence to the important duties that she is about to perform.
When I first went into public service on a local school board in 1969, I had no idea it was going to lead me here. after 25 years, a quarter of a century, from Marion, Ohio to Washington, D.C., and I have loved every step of the way. I wanted to just present something to the Secretary and the Vice President that I have with me today. We're talking about bucks, and we're talking about greenbacks, and I want to say there are a lot of Buckeyes in this room. I know. And we're proud to be Buckeyes, right? Well, I'd like to present one. And one, two, Secretary.
Oh, it was unbelievable. Really. I mean, if somebody had told me that's what I was going to do, I would have been shocked, you know, because I had no idea what I was going to end up doing. And I really feel that people should take their, they should take advantage of things that they have the opportunity to do and not worry about, you know, whether they're ready for it or not. So many times I've heard people say they needed to do this or that before they ran for office or something. And I thought, in that moment that you make a decision to do something like that, it's got to be the right moment. And it doesn't always, you don't always realize it. You know?
Look at this point. You know, you've had a tremendous life. When you look back on it, do you ever think, wow, that was something?
Oh, yeah, I don't know how I did it. You know, you look at how hard those things were to accomplish, and I really don't know how I did it. Yeah.
You've got a long ways to go yet, but when people open up those history books after all of us are gone in this room at this time, because people are going to drive by your school, they'll be at the Historical Society, your museum's there, you are in the history books. How would you like to be remembered by people who knew you?
Well, I just want them to remember that I had a good time.
Right, and now giving the same speech that she gave 30 years ago today, March 1st, 1994, what a pleasure it is to welcome to this stage the 40th Treasurer of the United States, Mary Ellen Withrow.
Good morning. Thank you so much for inviting me. Well, here's the speech. I want to say a very special thanks to President Clinton for putting his faith and trust in me for this high office. It's a proud day for my family and a proud day for Ohio. Samuel Chase showed good judgment when he chose Isaiah Rogers, who was one of the last architects of the Ohio Capitol, to design this room. When I first went into public service on a local school board in 1969, I had no idea it was going to lead me here. After 25 years, a quarter of a century, I made it from Marion to Washington, D.C., and I have loved every step of the way. Not only have I loved the life I have lived, I've learned from it. I would be the first person who had ever been a county treasurer, state treasurer, and U.S. treasurer. In fact, there was never a state treasurer that became U.S. treasurer. All this experience in the county and the state levels have given me a full range of understanding of public finance and the public needs that are out there. I've helped American farmers and small business owners push down interest rates.
I've helped European democracies beat down archaic financial institutions. People are diverse. Their problems are diverse, but their solutions rise from a common ground of communication and sound financial practice. Successful government is responsive government. The first step toward solving a problem is recognizing there is a problem. You can't do that if you are isolated within walls of miscommunication and mistrust and prejudice. Those walls can take up space until they support us and shield us against the unknown. Well, these walls do shield us, but they shield us from the wrong things. They shield us from diversity, innovation, and creativity. They keep us from learning through new experience and fresh perspectives. They box us into a tiny world of our own making. I have dedicated my life to tearing down walls and building up people. My job is to listen to the needs and the dreams of the people. I have done that for the past 25 years. I'm doing it now, and I'm going to do it as U.S. Treasurer. That is what I do. In my journey of service, this step is the greatest. I like to think of my life as a river winding down through the years. It's made up of an infinite number of fluid moments. Looking back, I can remember some of those moments very clearly, and others sort of take on a hazy perspective, like the waters of your life. And there are those very special few that you see in the moment just before they fall into the stream. A single droplet, clear and full and perfect. This is one of those moments, clear and full and perfect.
And now, here is your superintendent, Mr. Wickham.
I want to first thank Mrs. Withrow for giving River Valley the privilege of honoring you on the 30th anniversary of this historic day. As a Marion County native, your accomplishments serve as an inspiration for all the students today. It shows that anyone from Marion can accomplish great things through perseverance, resiliency, and a strong work ethic. And I hope that that is a motivation to all of you. We're always proud of our students. I want to highlight our students for a moment, from our Veterans Day assemblies, to our FFA, to any of the other extracurricular activities. Always proud of our students here at River Valley. So give yourself a round of applause. While you may have graduated from Harding High School and served on the Elgin School Board, we're not going to hold that against you today. We consider you a Viking today. And so as such, I have two students here. River Valley High School Class President and National Honor Society President Chase Osborne and River Valley FFA President Abby Essler. They're going to come forward this time to present you with a gift of appreciation.
You got to walk forward there and unveil it in front there so everyone can see it. Pretty good.
You can walk out front there so everyone can see it. So this is a little banner card that's signed by our students and staff, and you can turn around there so she can see that if you want. Okay. You're welcome. And we wanted to just congratulate you on that. I'm glad you said you're going to sign some things there. We scoured through the Wickham house and we found a dollar bill with Mary Ellen Withrow's signature on it, 1999. And I'm going to ask you to sign it, and we'll display it here in the school, but we're going to use Viking blue to sign it instead of black or red. And I just want to say, in closing, on behalf of the River Valley Schools, we thank you, Mrs. Withrow, for your accomplishment. and we are very proud to have you here in our school today. So thank you.
And that's kind of how the program went, that we took around to all the schools. And, you know, I hope you can kind of get a feel for why that was so special. And we did it 5 times, but it was great at River Valley. That was the River Valley version. We did it everywhere, and I will never forget it. You know, you put together a show and you take it out, and you really don't know what it's going to be like when you put it up in front of people. But that was in front of 650 to 700 strong in that auditorium. And it was something. And Mary Ellen giving that speech holds up 30 years later. The time is never going to be right. If you wait around for the right time to do something, if you're waiting for the perfect time, it's never going to come. Sometimes you just got to get out there and do it. And the line in the end about some moments of your life are hazy and life is like a raindrop, raindrops. But some are so clear and memorable. Well, I can tell you, I've had a lot of raindrops in my life, but the last week will remain clear in my mind for as long as I live. All right, 740-751-4038. Does anybody have anything to say about that? I know some people wanted to hear that, and we had questions. Are you going to be able to play it on the air? And I'm so glad that we were able to do that. 52 minutes past the hour here. Phone lines are open on this Monday morning, March the 4th, 2024. 59 degrees and partly cloudy skies here in Marion. 740-751-4038. 740-751-4038. You know, so much of this was about Mary Ellen, but I'll tell you, I have had a lucky life. Don't ever doubt that I have had a lucky, lucky, fun life. And I don't know how I fell into all these circumstances and was able to be a part of all these things, but I am one lucky duck, to be sure. And I thank everybody. I am a thankful person, and I thank whatever allowed me to do this, to keep on keeping on. All right, 7 minutes left to go. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. You know, I almost feel bad in a way for people who don't get to do what they want. You know, it's so unfortunate. You only get one life. Go for it. We don't know how long this thing's going to last, and you've got to go for it while you've got the energy and the time and the effort to want to do it. Opportunities don't last forever. Sometimes when they come, you've got to snatch them. And as Mary Ellen so aptly said, sometimes it's not always the right time, but you've got to do it. You can't wait around for the right time. You know, one thing Mary Ellen said to me as we were driving around the county in between these shows, she said, you know, I often think if those teachers had not asked me to run for school board, what I would have done, because none of this would have probably happened. She said that. And I think that's fascinating. That one moment, and maybe she wasn't ready to run for school board. I mean, she'd never done it. She wasn't looking into a political career. She had kids at home at that point. I'm sure she was very busy. She had 4 daughters and a husband. But she did it. And look what happened 25 years later. If that's not a story, I don't know what is. All right, 55 minutes past the hour here. Again, if you wanted to call in at all this morning, just to say anything. Did you like hearing the show that we took around to the schools, anything about the dance program at the Women's Club on Saturday night, the Turn Up the Heat, give me a buzz, 740-751-4038. And I think I said this on the Friday night show, but maybe people weren't listening. What's interesting is the group that was there, Mary Ellen, Carrington, Matt, Sean, and myself that went to all those schools together and did that will all be connected in some way forever, because so many people saw 2,500 people in 2 days and an AP article and a newspaper article. So in some way, coming to that story on that historic, in that historic moment, that 30th anniversary, in some way we're all going to always be connected because of that. And I could not think of four other people that I would rather be connected with than those four people. So again, I'm lucky just to have been there and taken the ride. And I think Carrington said it on the Women's Club audio earlier, but Mary Ellen, when we saw her on Saturday night at the Women's Club, she grabbed a hold of Carrington's hand and she just thanked her for the nice things that her and Matt had said at all of those events. So that will tell you the type of gracious lady that Mary Ellen Withrow is. In the moment of celebrating all of this, by one of our friends out there listening this morning, Barbara, enjoyed hearing those recordings. Well, I'm glad. I hope they came through loud and clear, and we got the same response everywhere we went. It was just unbelievable. I can't even tell you. Maybe you had to be there to really understand what that was like. I mean, it is just, I don't know. There are a few times in life when I don't have words, but those were times when I didn't have words. And you could hear the crowd response. It was just wonderful. All right, 3 minutes left to go here. If you want to get anything in this morning, now would be the time. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Give me a buzz and we can discuss whatever's on your mind. Or if you just have any thoughts on anything at this point, we'd be glad to do that as well. Just a happy, happy time right now. There's no, when else would you want to be alive except for right now? You know, now is the moment. Now is the time. Is there anything I forgot to talk about this morning? We've had a lot of hopefully good programming here this morning. I do want to again thank the Viking Post, the paper that River Valley printed out and gave to everybody on Friday. That was such a neat idea, and what a great job they did. And again, Linda Sims, congratulations, our own Linda Sims, for winning the Best Female Performance Award at the Turn Up the Heat dinner on Saturday. You know, Matt is the youngest in our group, 20 years old. And I just can't tell you, he was not born when Mary Ellen left office. I mean, to see him at the edge of the stage tearing up when that standing ovation happened at Pleasant, I just can't tell you what that was like. The room, the ovation, the emotion, it really was special. That's all I can say, is that it really was absolutely special. The whole time was. And you know, if I'm gushing this morning, then I'm gushing, because it was really something. And this morning's show was really something, getting to hear it again and kind of walk through it again and just enjoy the whole thing. So thank you to everybody here at the station, Linda, Pastor Craig, Adam, Terry, Sean, Carrington, Matt, Jessica, I was a part of the event. Thank you to Mary Ellen and all the schools, Elgin and River Valley and Harding and Pleasant and Kingston, for all that they did with the reception, the Associated Press, the Marion Star. You know, nobody's an island. Everybody's got to come together to make something like that happen, and everybody certainly did come together. I thank them all. I am a happy person on this Monday morning, and I will be back tomorrow morning with more. This is Scott Spears for this day, heading for the
You're listening to The Talking Place from Charlie Evers.
You know, you could come in handy, too, with that electricity if we have problems with our transmitter, which is above you. Yeah. All you'd have to do is raise your hands and energize our transmitter.
To formerly of WNCI Weasel Boy, Is that true? I've never asked that question on air before, by the way, but...
I can tell.
I wasn't even sure how to word it.
When the way your arms got going, I forgot. Yeah, like, yeah, he's never asked anybody that question.
I wouldn't even know.